We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tzitzis, Halacha Zayin, Paragraph Yud. Mitzvah Shem, we're going to be finishing this halacha now in this Shir and starting the topic of Tefillin. But let's see the finishing touches that Rav Nosson Zal puts on this. V'zeh b'chines ma'asham razal shalidei hashkolim mapilim homan amolik. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning here, we'll understand what the Gemara tells us in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel, that when Haman was put on the table for Ahasuerus 10,000 silver piece kikar kesef to say, this is to give me a complete blank check to do with the Jews whatever I want, and Ahasuerus was more than happy to accommodate, the Gemara says that Haman didn't know that the Jews had beaten him to the punch. That already on Echod B'Adar, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mashmiyim al Hashkolim, they make the announcement for the Jews to donate Shkolim to the Mishkan, and our Machtzis HaShekels have already beat Haman to the punch, have defeated his thousands and millions. Ki kvar kodmu shkoleim l'shkolecha, the Gemara says, that Hashem said the Jews' Shkolim have already preempted your Shkolim. Ki ikar mapolas homan amolek hualide atfila bebchinas din. Because as we spoke earlier, the main thing that brings about and that brought about the downfall of homan amolek is that tfila bebchinas din. Shehu bechinas hatfila hanal shel ribui nefashos, which corresponds to, is synonymous with, the tfila of a large gathering of Jews. Both have that same tremendous punch to them. Shehu bechinas tikkun hashkolim, kama shekosu b'Torah. That's the tikkun of the shkolim, as we spoke earlier. The machtzis hashekel, and all Jews uniting to donating to the base tefillah, to the Mishkan, which is the base tefillah, as we spoke in the previous year. And as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, shal yedei hamate oiz, bechinas kriyas yamsuf, shehu bechinas hatfila bebechinas din, al yidei zeh hoyo melchones amolek, ayin shom. The Gemara says, when it speaks about Yisroi coming and joining Klal Yisrael, which is this tosefet nefesh of a ger tzedek coming and joining, the parsha begins with the words vayishma Yisroi. So the Gemara asks, what did he hear? The Gemara says two things, kriyas yamsuf and melchemes amolek. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran takes that Gemara and uses it to clarify what we're speaking about here. How did Kriyas Yamsuf happen? With the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu. The stick, his mateois, Hashem told him, take your stick and split the Red Sea. The stick is an example of that tefillah bebechinas din. That's what caused Kriyas Yamsuf, and that's what helped us in Milchemes Amolek. The Gemara puts those things. That's what helps defeat Amolek. When you want to defeat Amolek, you need a powerful, powerful koyach. The koyach is that tefillah's bebchinas din, which brings about the kriyas yamsuf and brings about his downfall. Ki kol his gabrus Amolek choyo legareish ularachik chas v'sholem mehakibutz hakodosh es hanefoshos hachalushos b'Yisrael. The whole effort of Amolek was focused on trying to tear away souls from the kibbutz hakodesh, from the gathering of Klal Yisrael. You had 600,000 Jews march out of Mitzrayim together, and they're marching together, and they're invincible. The whole world is in awe. Shamu amim yirgozun chiloch hazeshwe poleshes. And Amolek comes along, and he's going to weaken this. How's he going to weaken this? At first, by attacking the weak souls, the stragglers, those that are barely hanging on, he's going to pick those off. As it says in the Torah, Vayizanev becho kol hanecheshole machrecho, that Amolek went after the tail. He went after those who were necheshole, the weak ones, the Jews who were the stragglers, the weak ones. Viato Oyef viogeya, and the Jews at that point in time were very weak and tired. Velo yore elikim, and there was a weakening in the yiras elikim, and that's what enabled Amolek to attack, to try to tear away souls one by one from Klal Yisrael, from this kibbutz hakodesh, from this holy gathering. Ukemoishom razal, and as the Medrash Tanchuma says in Parshas Kitzeitze over there, shekol milchamtoi hoyo al oison shehoyo ha'onon poilton. That the whole battle strategy of Amalek knew he can't start with the Jews now. The Jews had a protective shield over them. They had the Anane HaKovoid. But the Gemara tells us there were some Jews who, because of certain sins, different things, they were excluded. The Anane HaKovoid did not include them. And those were the ones that Amalek went after, try to pick off those, which means the weakest ones. He's going after the weakest Yidden. V'alkein, hachno osoi, umapaltoi, hoyo al yidei atfila bebchinas dinanal. And therefore, to weaken Amalek and to bring about the downfall of Amalek was accomplished through the tefila bebechinas din, shayidei ze moitzin hanefoshos me'asitra achra. Because Rabbi Nazal shows that that tefila retrieves those souls that were swallowed up by the sitra achra, u'moisifim oisam el ha-kibbutz ha-kodesh, and brings them back, adds them on to the kibbutz ha-kodesh, kind of as we discussed earlier. Shekol zeh hu bechinas shkolem hanal. All of this is what those machtzis hashekels were about. Donating to the Mishkan, which is the base tefila. Building up that base tefila, that place where you have the tefila bebchinas din, and the place where all of Klal Yisrael gather together, the kibbutz hakodesh. All the yidden gathered into the Mishkan, into the Beis HaMikdosh. V'alkein hoyo mapolos oyalidei ha-shkolim. And that's why the Gemara says, their shkolim destroyed his monies, defeated his monies. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'ze shedikdiko Esther v'omro leich kenois eskol ha-yehudim hanimtsim b'shushan. This is why when Esther Amalka was describing the strategy, how we're going to do this to Mordechai at Tzadik, what was the first thing she said? Go and gather up all the Yidden that are in Shushan. V'tzumu alai and fast, v'al toichlu v'al tishtu, shloishes yomim, we're going to do the same thing, and davin, v'chein achar kach, k'siv kama pomim. And then if you look in the Megillah afterwards, we see several times there's emphasis on this point, loshen k'nisa, the kibbutz. It speaks about being kones, gathering together. Kamo shekosuv, that the Jews were lehi kohel velamoid al nafsham. They all gathered together to defend themselves. Uchsiv nikalu hayehudim. Why is that being emphasized? Why is this being repeated and reiterated? V'chein Omra Zal, and the Gemara says in Megillah in the beginning, that what days do we read the Megillah on? We want to read it on a Monday or Thursday. Why? Because it's Zman Kehilo Lakoil. Those are times when everybody comes. Even those people who usually don't come to the big cities, on Mondays and Thursdays they did come because that's when the Bezdin, that's when the court sat, that's when they read the Torah, etc. Zman Kehilo Lakoil hu. Ki ikara hanes shel Purim. Shehu mapolas homan amolek hoyo al yedei haknisa v'hakibbutz. The miracle of Purim and the defeat of Amalek was brought about by the Yidden gathering together. Shayidei ze nisrabim habatin shel atfila. That's what brings about those incredible numbers of the batim of tfila, adein cheker, to infinite numbers. Ad sheniskansu letoichom. So that we generate enough batim that they can hold all the thousands and thousands of Jewish neshamos that have been pulled away, that can now be gathered into these batim that have been generated by this tefillah. Shekol zeh hu hefech machshavtoi harokanal. This is all the exact opposite of what Haman's plan was. V'alkein nofal moed ayidei zeh. And this is why Haman had a tremendous defeat through this, through the leich kenoises kol ayehudim and the tefila and the zoka. V'zeh. And over there it says vayizak. It says about Mordechai Tzadik vayizak zooko gedoilo umoro, that he screamed a bitter scream. Tefila is bitter. The answer is tefila bebchinas din. Vayilbash sak vo'efer. It says there. What is sak v'efer? That's midas hadin. Avelim put on sak v'efer. You know, those who are in a category of din. Now, Mordechai HaTzadik knew that that's what was needed now, break to defeat Haman and to retrieve the thousands and thousands of sparks of Kedusha. We said yesterday that v'rabim me'ame ho'oretz misyadim, thousands of non-Jews converted ki nofal pachad Mordechai aleihem. Because the pachad of Mordechai, what is pachad? Tefillah bebechinas din. Again, all this side of din that had to be used then. V'ze bechinas u'mordechai yotza melefnei amelech bilavush malchus tcheles. And this is why when everything was cleaned up, it says that Mordechai HaTzadik went forth wearing royal garments. Which royal garments? Tcheles. Bechinas tcheles shebetzitzis. This corresponds to the tcheles and the tzitzis. Shaydezeh hu kibbutz nidochim. We said that tzitzis is what symbolizes the gathering together of all those from distant places. Shubechinas tefillah now. Shaydezeh hoyo mapolas homon amolek. This is what brought about the downfall, the defeat of Homon Amolek. V'alkein, kisherotzo Homon lezgaber al Yisrael, and this is why if you look at the beginning of the story, if you look back at the beginning of the story, when Homon is gathering up all of his powers to go against the Yidden, what does he tell Ahasuerus? Yeshnoi am echod mefuzor u'mefoirod bein huamim. There's this one nation which is spread out, they're separated, all among, they're dispersed among all the nations of the world. Mefuzor u'mefoirod daiko. Haman knew exactly what he was saying. He was focusing on those words, that the Yidden right now are in a state of mefuzor u'mefoirod, pizur, pirud, they're spread out. They are not united, they're not gathered together in one place, so they don't have that nuclear power. Mefuzor mefoirod daiko, she Yisrael he mefuzor mefoirodim beinu amim, ve'yef sher lekaptzom, it is impossible for them to gather them together. Vaydezeh rotzo lehizgaper al Yisrael chasshom. That's why he thought this is an opportune time to attack the Yidden, to try to destroy them. Ki ikra mapolosoi al yedei hakibbutz kanal. Because the main thing that brings about the downfall of Homon, of Amalek, is when the Jews gather together. When you have Yidden gathering together for tefillah, for Torah, for mitzvahs, that's what brings about the downfall of Homon. I remember Reb Michel Zichron Avroch, Reb Michel Dorfman, who lived 60 years in Russia behind the Iron Curtain, and he used to say that the Russians were petrified of a minion. The KGB, the NKVD was always looking to see where there's a minion, to destroy that, to close that down. Intuitively, they knew that that's their nemesis, that if the Jews can get together, it's all over. Nuclear, everything. Russia can have all their big power. A minion of Jews can bring about the downfall, a gathering if the Jews get together. And it's those gatherings that the Yidden gathered at that time with Mesiras Nefesh, those minyonim and those yeshivas, the underground yeshivas, and on Simchas Torah, when young Jews came out in Moscow and danced in the streets and got beaten up for it, you know, in the middle of Russia, in the middle of communist Russia, those were the things that made cracks in that iron curtain to be able to eventually lead to the complete, where the whole thing turned into a pile of sand. The whole big, big Mother Russia was defeated without firing a shot, just about. V'alkein Omro Esther, and this is why when Esther tells Mordechai at Tzadik the strategy they're going to use, the first thing she says is, Leich kenoises kol ha-Yehudim. Go gather all the Yidden. Every single one is going to count here. Every single one is like a million or a billion, because when you add them to the kibbutz, it goes into the trillions and trillions. Kenois daika, that's the term she used, is gather together. Paragraph Yud Beis, and this is why, interestingly, in all the different chagim, we don't find the Shulchan Aruch say this. V'zeh shekosev b'Shulchan Aruch simen tof reish tzadik. This is why when the Shulchan Aruch speaks about the mitzvah of reading the Megillah, it mentions shemitzvah lachzor acharoy vam, that a Jew who wants to hear the Megillah reading should look for a large shul, should look for many people, a place where there's a large gathering, and that's where he should hear the Megillah. Bekriyas HaMegillah. Vafilu im yeshloi mea anoshim, even if there's 100 people and there's a place where there's more, he should go for the more. Why? And why specifically by this mitzvah? Ki iker toikef hanes shel Purim shumapolas homan amolek Hualidei Hakibutz Hakodosh Shel Yisrael Kanal. Because the main power of the miracle of Purim, the main thing that will bring about the downfall of Amalek, who is the leader of all 70 nations, that's the worst klipa of all the klipas. What's going to bring about their downfall? If the Yidden can get it together. If Jews get together, the more Yidden it can get together in one room, in unity, saying Amen Yehishmei Rabba, davening together, Al Yidei HaKibbutz HaKodesh Shel Yisrael Kanam, V'Alkein, Kol Ma Shemizkaptzim, V'Nidvasvim Anoshim Rabim Yoyser B'Shas Kriyas HaMegillah, and therefore, the more Jews that gather together in one place for a Megillah reading, Shehu Pirsuma Nisa, the Gemara calls that Pirsuma, that's really publicizing the miracle, showing how big the miracle is. Look how many people are celebrating it. Mizgadel Hanes B'Yoyser. It makes the miracle even greater. V'nimshach Mapolas Homan Amolek B'Yoyser V'Yoyser. And this helps bring about the Mapol of Homan Amolek today. The defeat of Amalek, the Torah says, Melchom al Hashem b'Amalek midor dor. It's not over. With the miracle of Purim, they didn't destroy Amalek completely. He's still here. The way that we battle Amalek today is the same way as they did. Leich kenoises kol ayudim. By gathering, bringing as many Yidden as possible to the Kriya Samik, to hear the Megillah reading together. Kize yodua. Sheikar Kriya Samegila Upersume Nisa Vichola Mitzvah Shel Purim Hu Shenizke Al Yedei Ze Lahapilis Klipa Soman Amolik B'chol Dor V'Dor B'chol Shana V'Shana B'chol Ad Meprotius. Again, this is a very, very critical point that's emphasized in all the Sifrei Chassidus, that when we commemorate a holiday, we're not commemorating what happened a couple of thousand years ago. It's today. Every single year when that day rolls around in the Jewish calendar, when 14th of Adar rolls around, the whole miracle of Purim is reenacted. The Haman is there, Amalek is there, all of those things are there, and each one of us has to play our role in bringing about the Hatzlacha, the Yeshua, the miracle of that holiday, whether it's Purim, whether it's Pesach. By us performing the mitzvahs of that holiday, that's how we reenact all of these spiritual things that went on during that time and the way they manifest themselves today in physical form. So he says here, this is known, that the main reason why we're reading the Megillah and being mefaras in the Nes and performing all of these mitzvahs, the Suda, the Shalachmonis and everything is, that through by doing all of this, we should bring about the downfall of the Klipa of Haman Amalek in every generation, in every each and every year. It's not, this isn't once in a life. It has to be, we have to work on this every single year. Take another shot at wiping out Amalek. And Bechol Odam Beprotius, even though it applies to Klal Yisrael, each and every individual Jew is fighting his personal battle against Haman, against his Amalek. Ukamashikosu b'Megillah b'Feirish, as it says clearly in Megillah Esther, V'hayomim ho'eile nizkorim v'nasim b'chol dor v'dor. These days will be remembered and will be performed. These mitzvahs will be performed in each and every generation, mishpocha u'mishpocha, each and every family, medina medina, in each country, and each and every city. V'alkein mitzvah rabo lehishtadei l'shmoya ha-megillah mehakibuz shel Yisrael hayoyser god v'kanal. That's why the Shulchan Aruch points out specifically by this mitzvah that when it comes to Mikra Megillah, if it's possible to hear it in a larger gathering, it's very important. A person should say that applies to by the Seder also. The more people, the merrier. Every Baroivam Hadras Melech applies across the board. But the Shulchan Aruch says it here because Rabbeinu Zal shows in the Kutumran that when you're going up against Amalek, you need different set of weapons. You can't use pea shooters. You can't use pistols. You need nuclear weapons. And the nuclear weapon is the Tefillah Bebchinas Din or the Tefillah in the large gathering. Those two are the same. They both have the same effect. Those two bring about such a Kiddush Hashem, such a great Kovod of Hashem, that it could even bring about the downfall of Amalek, Haman and Amalek. Obviously, the Halacha says that if you're going to go to a shul that has 300-400 people, and you're not going to hear a single word of the Megillah, because that's one of the shuls where they bring the cannons and the nuclear things and everything, and you can't hear the Megillah, That's not the right thing. Notice, if there's a smaller shul that's more religious, again, you have a large shul and there's no mechitza, let's say, the men and women are sitting together, that's not kvod shamayim. That's working against it. We're assuming that we're playing by the rules, that if we're following the halacha properly and there's two options, there's a bigger and a smaller shul, then the larger one has the advantage in this issue. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude Hilchas Tzitzis, and now we start a new major project, Hilchas Tefillin.